NYC Democrat calls to remove Newsmax from taxicabs. By Elizabeth Weibel on February 2, 2026. A New York City, NYC, Democrat is calling for Newsmax to be removed from taxicabs in the city, stating that the conservative news outlet has absolutely no place on New York City streets. In a post on X, Manhattan Borough President Brad Hoylman Siegel called for the NYC Taxi and Limousine Commission, TLC, to suspend their partnership with Curb until Newsmax is no longer being broadcast in the taxi cabs. Newsmax has absolutely no place on New York City streets, Hoylman Siegel wrote in his post. I'm calling on the TLC to suspend their partnership with Curb until Newsmax is no longer being broadcast in 15,000 NYC cabs every single day. Newsmax, which is carried in tens of thousands of hotels, bars, restaurants, commercial centers, and governmental offices nationwide, was reported to have signed a deal with Curb to provide a one-minute news update hosted by one of the network's anchors in taxi cabs throughout the United States, Newsmax reported. New York City's taxicabs are privately owned. The city issues licenses, called medallions, to cab owners. Last year, Newsmax signed with Curb a deal to provide a one-minute news update hosted by one of the network's anchors to over 15,000 taxis across the country. In response to Hoylman Siegel's efforts to have Newsmax removed from taxicabs in the city, Newsmax issued a statement calling it a pure act of censorship. This is a pure act of censorship targeting a news organization reaching over 50 million Americans regularly, Newsmax said. Newsmax plays it straight and that drives the far left crazy. In a letter addressed to NYC Mayor Zoran Mamdani and TLC Commissioner Midori Valdivia, Hoylman Siegel called for the suspension of the TLC's partnership with Curb, the New York Post reported. I urge you to summarily suspend the NYC Taxi and Limousine Commission's partnership with Curb and demand that Curb cease its collaboration with Newsmax as a condition of licensure given the platform's history of misinformation and disingenuous reporting, Hoylman Siegel stated.